This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
At 10 Things That Scare Me, we've noticed that what you're afraid of sometimes depends on where you are in life. So this week we're replaying three of our favorite episodes. One that represents youth, one that represents coming of age, and one that represents growing old. Today, youth.
What's good, guys? It's your boy.
So, number one, I have death. I feel like not all people are scared of death, but for the most part, if you're having a good life, like, you're gonna fear death. I just don't wanna die, but it's gonna happen one day. Next, getting injured. Number three, heights. So, I also have roller coaster, which also falls into being heights, but roller coasters are just scary, bro. Number four, riding in fast cars. Cause it gives you a weird feeling when you're going fast. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just weird. Next up, we have rats. They're just nasty. Number six, losing a lot of money. You don't wanna go around walking around losing $100. That's tough. Another fear I have is not being able to play basketball. I stopped playing for 3 months. Like, I really don't know why. I just got tired of it. So then when I stopped playing it, you know, I got, like, my shots were not going in. So I was realizing, like, I need to play this every day if I want to get better and hopefully go to the NBA. But I changed my mind about going to the NBA. You know, got to travel around the world, not see your family and stuff. Cause say something goes wrong and you're all the way over in another country, you don't have nobody to speak to. Like, if you have your family like right here next to you, you have somebody to speak to every day, somebody to check on you and stuff. Like, you never know what's gonna happen, never know what's gonna go wrong. So YouTube is better because you can be famous and still be with your family. I do YouTube videos, which is a hobby, and one day I wanna become famous and, you know, give back and help the community. I just like the way fame looks. Like, I know, like, there's paparazzi and stuff, and there's also gonna be hate that comes with it, but I feel like I'm ready for it. Number eight, breaking my Xbox. Because without my Xbox, there's no gaming videos. And without my gaming videos, there's no content. So one of my YouTube channels, Gamer Deontay, 400 subscribers. Basically, you could tell by the name, I do gaming strictly. Number 10, not playing Fortnite. You know, Fortnite is life. I can't go like a day without asking my mom, can I play my game? And she'll be like, no. So it's just addicting. And it's a need to get back on the game. But then when you realize it, it's like you need to get out and do something. Basically, technology is taking over the world. And before, it used to be just like going outside, playing with your friends, but now it's technology. My name is Deontay Folk, and these are the 10 things that scare me.
Deontay Folk is a budding YouTube star from Brooklyn. If you like 10 Things That Scare Me, tell a friend and leave us a review on your podcast app. You know what scares me? I can't get a family plan for my cell phone because I don't have a family. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
There's not one famous video that didn't get a dislike. So yeah, I get dislikes, and then some comments be like, oh, you clickbaited. And what I mean by clickbaited is like, you use something in the photo, but it's not really in the video. So they get mad because they're thinking it's in the video, but it's not.
So you did that?
Yeah. I added Drake in the photo, but he was not really in the video. It's like how I met Drake, but I didn't really meet Drake. But it's for the views. It's for the views.